Dynasty is the word used to describe the ULM water ski team as they bring back their 28th national championship. Joining me is water ski coach Joey McNamara. Joey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the competition that the ski team went through.
Oh, yeah. So almost 2 weeks ago at this point, we were down in Zachary, Louisiana for the Conley National Collegiate Water Ski Association National Championships, and the ULM Warhawks managed to pull off their 28th national championship.
Nice to be able to have one that was pretty close, too.
Oh, so nice.
Reasonable driving distance.
It was the closest tournament we had to travel to this year. Yeah. Other teams were flying across the country. Ours was a three-hour drive, so... Nice.
I'm sure you've had this question before, but in terms of looking at the history of water skiing at ULM, Northeast Louisiana University, I have friends who skied back in the back in the day. How is it possible to have this kind of a record from a little school in Northeast Louisiana?
Just, you know, whether it's ULM or NLU, whatever it was, ULM has made quite an investment in the ski team, and not just that, we have a pretty high return on investment, actually, just for what we do, and we bring students from all over the world that would never, ever come to Monroe, Louisiana, and they specifically are planning their lives to come here and train, which is still kind of blows my mind, but they, you know, they love it here, and it's the support we get from the school that makes all of that possible.
We talk about the best is on the bayou, the slogan the university is using now, but in terms of proximity and having the bayou in the middle of campus, that makes a difference too?
It's pretty unique. There's only a couple other schools I know of that have campuses, that have lake sites that are competition sites that are right on campus. And those are all competitive schools with us. But ours, our guys and gals can be on the water anywhere from, you know, a 5-minute radius around here. So plus we have a beautiful new boathouse and that kind of deal. It just really facilitates getting on the water and getting those guys practice time and getting them back to class in a reasonable amount of time.
What's the training season like for water ski?
For the most part, it kind of runs counter to the actual school year. At this point, most of them are kind of taking a little bit of a break, and then they'll kind of start back up in the spring. So then they'll ski a couple tournaments in the spring. Then most of them will go back to their home countries or home sites and start training, really intense training over the summer when it's warmest, obviously. And then they go to their nationals or pro tournaments and do those kind of tournaments and then come back here August and September and start hitting the water for us, trying to get ready for nationals.
So really, there's a lot of the impetus on the athletes themselves. And it's not like other sports where you have a training season or you have some, you know, training camps.
Exactly. You just basically, they all kind of get back on the water. They've all skied for a long time. They know what's best for them to get back to where they need to be. So we facilitate that process and do all of that. But they get back on the water pretty much on their own. Some of them will try to be doing tournaments in the Southern Hemisphere. So that means that they're only taking a couple weeks off because they're going to need to be able to fly to Australia in March and ski their best. So, you know, it just kind of depends on each of them, but.
So talk a little bit about the team versus individual, because the scoring, I think, is kind of unique, too.
Exactly. So the individual, so most of water skiing up to this point is that water skiing is an individual sport. If you go to Worlds or Europeans, you compete for your home country, effectively. However, that is not really the most important part. Most of the time, it's about your own personal score. And then you come to a place like ULM. Just like collegiate rules in football are different than pro football rules, the rules slightly change, you have to adapt to it, and then all of a sudden your individual score is part of a composite of a team score where there's no room for error in it. So the amount of pressure these guys and gals put on themselves is ridiculous.
Well, once again, congratulations, the ULM ski team winning its 28th national championship. My guest, Joey McNamara, is the coach. Congratulations again.
Well, thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.